This is Anna Carmo with UN News. The most important action the world can take to tackle the climate crisis is to quickly decarbonize every mode of transportation on Earth, according to one determined expert, starting with buses. Alex Mitchell, Senior Vice President of Unlocking Innovation at Los Angeles Clean Tech Incubator and author of the newsletter Sustainable Mobility, says that carbon is an existential threat that the world has an obligation to remove from transport. For Mr. Mitchell, electric buses are a Swiss Army knife solution to the problem because, as ridership grows, there is less dependency on private car and because they are equally applicable in both emerging and developed markets. Ahead of the upcoming UN Sustainable Transport Conference, which takes place between 14 and 16 October, Mr. Mitchell shared with UN News' Liz Cafidi some of the ways the world can shift to safe, accessible and environmentally friendly transportation.
I think the most important thing we can do is quickly decarbonize every single transportation vessel on Earth. Because if we can't decarbonize quickly, a lot of the other challenges are going to become moot. We really have an existential threat and obligation to decarbonize. The good news is we have a lot of rules of thumbs and a lot of technologies available to us that can already help us start decarbonizing. A really good rule of thumb, for example, is as we decarbonize, start with all the small vessels first and then move progressively bigger and bigger. So bikes are already electrifying rapidly around the world. That's really great because it helps people get more miles traveled out of a bike and helps them say, well, gosh, if I'm able to get this far in my city, in my village, maybe I don't need to get a car. And then we can start electrifying all the two-wheelers and three-wheelers in this world. The technology exists already for electric mopeds, electric motorcycles, electric three-wheeler tuk-tuks, etc. And we start electrifying the passenger cars, and then we need to start electrifying the heavy-duty trucks. And then once we've tackled a lot of that, we need to think about how we tackle the really big vessels, you know, maritime and aviation. And again, we follow that same playbook. We start with the smaller vessels, maybe ferries or other smaller boats and short-haul aircraft before we go into long-haul aircraft, because ultimately some of those big vessels and big aircraft will likely be decarbonized through a combination of electric, hydrogen, and something else. But in sum, the great news is we know what we've got to do. It's decarbonize in the first step. And we start with the small machines, the small vessels, the small solutions, and progressively get bigger and bigger until we've decarbonized everything.
Can you tell us about one solution to get us there?
Sure. I'm a huge fan of electric buses because they're sort of this Swiss Army knife solution in that if you deploy them right, you can also hopefully help increase bus ridership, which helps decrease dependency on private car usage. And they're also something that's equally applicable between emerging markets and developed markets. You know, it's true that some of the technology costs are a harder burden to bear in emerging markets versus mature markets. The beauty of the electric bus industry is in many ways, it's an example of where some emerging markets are ahead of some of the more traditional mature markets. Shenzhen, China has already converted to a 100% electric bus fleet about 5 years ago. Santiago de Chile has over 450 electric buses in circulation in the city. That's almost as much as the entire US. So it's a really impressive, and Dakar, Senegal, for example, is currently planning its electric bus deployment. So whether you're talking about New York and Paris or Manila and Kinshasa, electric bus is one of those all-encompassing, all-helpful solutions that we need to start scaling even more rapidly and following the path of Shenzhen, Santiago de Chile, and Dakar.
What is your recommendation for ordinary people who want to contribute to sustainable transport?
I've got several recommendations because I think it's so important. And it is an example where ordinary citizens can actually are going to be the ones who are going to get the needle moved on this topic. At the local level, every citizen should write or call their elected officials and demand better public transit. And when better public transit arrives, you've got to start writing it and then get that elected official reelected. Every elected official cares about their prospects for reelection. And when they know that their constituents care about good public transit, they start investing in it and bringing that to their citizens. And that creates a virtuous cycle where there's ever increasing expectations of good public service and therefore growing ridership. And therefore politicians say, okay, I'm going to continue to invest in this because my constituents really care about it. If you live in a city and not in the periphery of a city and not in a rural community, I also think find a way to get around your city that doesn't involve using a private car. by every means necessary, including potentially renting or buying an electric bike. But I think the most important, impactful thing that people can do is, in most countries, there is some sort of social security system that the government has. And most of the time, that social security system is investing in some sort of pension-like system or long-term investment of government money to help provide the future payments for that social security system, whether that's for retirement individuals, disability, et cetera. And I think people can write to their social security administrator and say, I ask you to divest of oil and gas. We have an imperative to reduce our carbon footprint as a nation and as a world. And please, let's make sure that our investments as a nation do not involve heavily carbon intensive industries like oil and gas, and instead go towards renewable. So you asked me for one and I gave you three, but it's, if you're in a city, get out of the private car. Number two, ask your public elected officials for public transit. And number three, really nudge your social security administrator in your country to say, let's divest from carbon intensive industries.